Okay, time to start. Welcome to Tales of the Whales.
Or the new name for it, The Pig and the Hag.
Yep, The Pig and the Hag. We thought very, very kind of somebody to actually go on social media and suggest it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for that handy tip, yeah. And we might adopt that.
Yeah.
I think it's quite good.
What do they say exactly? How long am I going to keep abusing oxygen or something?
You're using up oxygen. Was that the same person? I can't remember. It might have been two different ones.
Yeah.
No, I think one of them was just The Pig and the Hag. Under the photo of our
Which podcast made us laugh. So anyway, thank you very much indeed for all. Mostly we get really positive comments from people, and we are really glad that this podcast, which just happens to be the two of us sitting at home, we're not in a studio, we're recording it on an iPhone. So it is probably one of the most unprofessional.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not used to all this fancy equipment that you're used to.
Yeah. So that's how we do it. Daisy, our dog, often jumps on the phone and that makes a noise, so we apologise.
She's a little bit hot today, so she's lying on the stone floor panting heavily. So the panting heavily noises is Daisy.
Nothing to do with me.
No, Daisy.
No. And I'm quite warm too, but I'll try not to pant. So for those of you who just sort of seen this and wondered what the hell is going on, this is a podcast we do every week. Can you explain what it's about or what it's supposed to be about?
So it's following your cancer experiences, and it's hopefully giving other people in a similar situation handy tips and sort of understanding of how things are working. And
yeah, basically, I have terminal cancer. And shouldn't have been here from 3 or 4 years ago, really, should I? But it's amazing how you can have a terminal diagnosis, and that doesn't mean you're going to die straight away.
No.
I might, I'm not saying I will, but I might make Christmas this Christmas, which is worrying you greatly.
Yeah, but you say, yes, you always say that. So, yeah, it's just, you know, don't take it as that's the end of the road for me, because you might still be here 4 or 5 years later annoying people.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact is you've made it the best Christmas ever for the last four years.
I know, but we said all that last week, darling.
Did we say all that last week?
I know, you are
week?
Getting a little forgetful.
I am old, aren't I, yeah. Really? So I have the cancer, but this is also for those people looking after some very annoying and stressful person like me. Which is, isn't it, sometimes for you? Be honest.
You're not annoying, but it's just that I'm used to having my 4 days to myself, and the last 10 days we've been together 24 hours a day, and it's, you can be quite intense sometimes.
Me? Intense? I thought I was just a sort of lovely, kind of hang loose baby sort of person.
You are lovely, but I do quite appreciate having a little me time sometimes.
Well, we'll do that from the beginning of next week.
Yes, I shall go back to work.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. But, you know, we've had a nice time, but we've had an interesting time, so it's been quite busy. And if you have cancer, there are lots of things that it's difficult to do, travelling being one of them.
Yes.
You know, but we went to see the specialist on Thursday. And I have to be honest, I don't know whether I went on last Saturday. I don't think I did, about the fact I've become really quite ill with the effects of the chemo, because we'd done the podcast really before that happened, hadn't we?
You were suffering quite badly with the side effects, and they were just getting worse and worse every day. So not only was your mouth really sore, then your throat became sore. The bottoms of your feet were so bad that you couldn't really walk, and you had no energy at all.
Yeah.
So I think we decided then that you were going to have the break from the chemo so that we could go to Exeter.
Yeah.
And then you did.
Yeah, and I got back to my very annoying and boisterous self for a while.
Mm.
It's not one thing or the other. So anyway, I decided not to take any more chemo until I saw the doctor again, because I'd been on the highest dose for 6 months or so. And it is, you know, I was warned, and they did say this chemo, I've been on a few different ones now. This one really does have side effects. And I sort of thought, well, I've had a few side effects before, I can work through that. But it got to the stage where I couldn't. But you mustn't let it get you down. You must think, well, what can I do to alleviate this?
Or if you can't endure it, then we just went back to them and said, can you go on the lower dose? And that's what they've done. So now you're on a 40 instead of 60.
Every day.
Every day. And so far, so good.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a couple of days, but it does build up, doesn't it?
And then it does.
we're going to have a scan. So it's difficult. We do say similar things every week, but then similar things need to be said, particularly when you're talking about cancer, because it's a journey. I hate the term, but there we are. It's a bit namby-pamby. It's a journey that you have to accept. And if you don't accept it, you will become very depressed and probably depress everybody around you.
Hmm. But I think with the nasty chemo symptoms, that you don't have to endure it. You know, if it's making your life miserable, then go to your doctors and say, and they will be able to adjust the dose or try something different that will maybe give you less side effects. And
yeah.
There's no point in feeling completely awful the whole time.
No. And you might, if it's a question of having 6 months good life or 12 months with 6 months okay and 6 months not.
Or 12 months really rubbish, if you're
honest. It's not worth it, is it? So you just have to, we're all going at some point and you just have to accept it. It's more difficult, in my view, for you than it is for me, because you just organise everything. And I just sit there and moan. Try not to moan.
We did have a bit of a problem when we got to Exeter, because I didn't realise I had accidentally booked us into a hotel which was in the pedestrianised area, so we couldn't be dropped off outside the hotel and had to walk a little bit of a way with the luggage, which you didn't manage very well. And
I didn't stop, stamp my feet and burst into tears.
No, but you did get a bit grouchy because you couldn't just stroll.
It's difficult.
Yeah, so I understand why that's difficult. And then I felt really, really bad because I'd not realised that we couldn't.
No, you shouldn't feel bad. It's not your fault.
Yeah, the hotel should have put on their website, don't attempt to come here if you can't walk very well.
We won't mention the name of the hotel because actually the food was lovely and some of the staff were very nice, but they had a barman. My golly.
He was hilarious.
It was, he was the sort of bloke you'd pull towards you and shout at in a movie.
He was so bad that it was funny.
We gone down to celebrate Cammie's.
To attend her.
What are you doing? Oh, moving dogs. No, just moving dogs' toys. That's all right.
Yeah, no need to mention it.
Well, that's part of the podcast. Dog stories. No. We went down to celebrate Cammie's passing out. Not pass. I keep getting them mixed up.
Graduation.
Which was all very serious. And I hadn't felt, I didn't tell you this before, but when we were sitting there in the hall, it just took me back to my school days. Sitting in.
You went to a fancy school.
No, not like that. Just, sitting there. And it was great, but the tragedy was I was supposed to be taking photographs and flipping heck, I nearly missed it.
You did miss it.
I did miss it. Oh, I did miss it. I wasn't going to.
Oh, my God, it said it was going to rain and it did.
Yeah.
I should have listened because I didn't bring the garden chairs in. I looked at my phone. It said in 12 minutes, it will rain for 15 minutes.
Oh, well, there's a good bit there. We don't have to water the garden.
No, that's good. And it's going to be sunny again afterwards, so those chairs will dry really quickly, won't they?
Yeah, you're right. But we had a nice time, went down it. But if you can manage, the whole point of this little story is if you can manage to do some things like this, maybe go away for a weekend or something. And because actually being terminally ill, going away for a couple of weeks is not the most relaxing thing to do, is it?
No, that can be quite difficult. But a couple of days is nice.
Yeah. So, although the weather is quite strange, we're planning to do that from time to time.
Yeah, and we had a lovely time. We did have a nice couple of nice meals because you were off the chemo. Your mouth was better, so you could eat without it hurting and taste things.
I was nearly back to Mr. Annoying again, wasn't I?
Yeah, fully back to Mr.
Fully
Annoying.
Back.
Fully back. And also with the deafness thing, you've had some hilarious moments.
What?
He doesn't hear, but he pretends he does hear or tries to guess what you were saying, never quite gets it right.
Yeah, but you do have to tell everybody and go over. I misheard something. We're driving down the motorway and I misheard something that I thought you said there's an articulated lorry in the outside lane where lorries are not supposed to go. And then I thought Andy with us said, no, it's okay if you've got honey.
And you said, so they're allowed to go if they're selling honey? And I was like, I did actually get into a bit of a...
You went
giggling where it's like a bit manic because...
And you couldn't stop.
No, because it was just so far from what he actually said.
Yeah.
And I thought that you actually thought that an articulated dory was allowed to be in the Far Saint if it's selling honey, was just did tickle me, really. But I got to one of those points where I was like, it didn't make me laugh too much. You know, when you just laugh, I sort of went off into sort of a...
Hysterical mode.
Yeah, I think it was just a build-up of having had 5 hours in the car with you.
You did make the point when we started, oh my God, you started talking again, because I did get to a situation where I wasn't even talking very much.
No.
Which you quite liked.
Pleasant it was. I'd like a happy medium, really. Just like...
Yeah, I'm sorry. But if I hadn't met you, if we hadn't got together, I don't think I would have lasted this long, which may be good news for you or not. I don't know. But you can't handle it. It's very difficult for an elderly person, not that I am, obviously, on their own, must be incredibly difficult.
It must. And I think we're quite lucky that we do manage to laugh most things off. But it is quite a stressful situation in lots of ways. And you can understand why people can get a bit tetchy and you might have the odd row and things. And that's no one's fault. It's just...
Well, in our relationship, it's always my fault.
You've got to get things off your chest sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
We don't really have rows.
No, we don't. We don't. Because, you know, we want to make what time we have as good as we can.
And when you're being really annoying, I tell you.
You do, yes. And then I just shut up and sulk. No, I think it's very difficult to know, because you go and have regular checkups, obviously, in this situation. And for the last 4 years, when I don't know how many tumours I've got, but they're quite a lot, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And people say, how come you don't know every tumour you've got? Well, I've got a couple in muscly, fleshy bits, which I didn't realise. I've got a handful in my lungs, a couple in my brain, a few in my kidney. You know, it's sort of, I always think when I've had a scan, they can see exactly just by looking at the pictures of how much they've grown or how much they've shrunk, but they can't, can they?
Well, if it's a big difference,
it's a big difference.
But mostly it's measured in millimetres.
Yeah. And so the last scan we had, they'd gone down a bit,
yeah,
which surprised everybody. And so we haven't had a scan now, and we'll have one in 4 or 5 weeks' time, to find out whether dropping off the chemo for 5 days or 7 days was the wrong thing to do. Well, it wasn't the wrong thing to do. No, it wasn't at all. I couldn't have gone on like that.
No, you couldn't. It was pointless.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've got a bit of a cold at the moment. You often think when you've got something like this, you can't possibly get something else as well, can you?
It might be a bit of hay fever
or something.
Could
be, yeah.
But I think, you know, normally the chemo things, they work brilliantly the first time, and then you've got to expect the next time it might not be quite so much of a dramatic result, just keeping things stable, because the cancer has a way to find a way round.
Yeah.
So first of all, it gets hammered, and then it sort of comes up with a crafty plan to work its way around it. So I think we should go to the next one expecting it to be not, whoa, it's all gone massively smaller again.
No, well, absolutely, because we were for the last one.
Just all stayed the same.
Yeah.
Or got a little bit smaller.
Yeah. I mean, I think I always approach every result of the scans as if to say, well, it's obviously going to be worse than it was. Just have to get on and do whatever you have to do until the end, which is what we're doing. And talking about it for us, some people say, well, we do like listening to you talk about it. It helps us just as much as it helps other people. And if you've got really good friends and you sit down and say, listen, I'm not worried about talking about it, because people, whether they mention it or not, they would love to know how you, they don't want to say how you're feeling, or usually quite often people say you look really good, because until it gets very bad, you don't look really that much different, do you?
No.
Unless you're on the steroids. I'm not anymore, thank goodness. The Billy Bunter is disappearing. But it can have an effect, can't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you saw our dog Daisy, who's on steroids because she sadly has a tumour in her nose, and She's fine apart from that. But
she has put on a bit of weight because she has got a lot more into having snacks. But,
yes.
You know, that's fine. That's fine.
You go on steroids and it does make you want to eat. Yeah. So anyway, on the happy side, we had a really busy week and we've got a busy weekend and then we'll have a few days to ourselves each.
And it's a bit more back to normal, which will be interesting. Yeah. And I've made you a lovely Saint-Tropez chicken for supper later. I've cooked it already because we're going to go out this afternoon.
Oh, that is lovely.
Roasted with rosé wine and lemons and herbs.
Oh, you see, that's so nice.
When you come in, we can have that with some nice crusty bread and salads.
Yeah, that would be brilliant.
And if you're really good, I'll do some of those favourite new potatoes that you love.
Those new potatoes are great. And since I've been off the chemo, although I'm now back on it, it hasn't affected anything yet, but it will. My tastes, okay, that is one of the worst things because I like food. But when it all tastes like cardboard, chewing in your, it's takes away the enjoyment, really, or the wish to eat. Oh, dear. Have you got wind? That makes a change.
I just drank a ginger beer, and it did make me have a little burp there.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Well, that's fine, because you always tell everybody when I'm about to.
Oh, it's nothing like when you do those giant belches. You and Andy in the car together is just hilarious. Just
I think because you laugh, we don't try to stop it. I think we should try to be a little more reserved when we're out. Or I should. Yeah, sorry, Daisy, put her head up.
Anyway, yes, this is appalled that we're talking about burping.
Yeah. So obviously time to say goodbye, have a lovely week. And the most difficult thing is when you've had a scan, by the way, is waiting to go and get the results. That is quite the most stressful time.
Yeah, waiting to see the doctor in the waiting room there and you just...
Yeah.
So
the thing to do is just to sort of think about the worst that could happen and then be surprised if it's not that bad and then carry on.
I'm not sure if it's... You just have to prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. That's a very good way of putting it, which is why I probably didn't do it. but listen, have a great day today and a great week, and hopefully we'll meet again in a week's time.
Oh, and the rain stopped, so that's good.
That wasn't 12 minutes.
Inaccurate then.
Yeah.
Complain to Google.
I think we'd better get on to the forecasters.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
But did I say it slipped out of my mouth? I meant to say goodbye.